Hello, America, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And because this is on digital, we're going to ask you to share this far and wide. We have too many people that think that they can just sit it out, hide under the kitchen table, and as long as they don't say anything about our little dictator, Joe Biden, or any of his minions, they'll leave him alone. Sorry. They serve people who've said actively, publicly, with quotes printed, they want 90% of the population gone. And you could argue we're in slow genocide in many, many different areas. But anyway, we need to share this. We need to get people off their duffs, realize they don't have a long future. Their kids certainly have no future. We need to rise up right now. And I'll tell you the metaphor we'll use. This government is your enemy. The people running this government right now are the enemy of the American people. It's not America last. It's America the enemy. And they serve the WEF, and the WEF wants population reduction. They say it all the time. So anyway, please, please do your part. Share these shows. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. And I got to say this to you very straightforwardly. If you haven't looked at CBDC, you're looking at the one final straw that will break the camel's back. Once we go into full-blown CBDC, and we're already 20% into the implementation, it's game over. Now, the banks, because of the Dodd-Frank law passed in the Biden administration in 2010, they can take your bank account anytime they want. They can take your retirement if it's associated with the bank. Why would you give them that chance to make you a 1929-style victim? Well, of course, you shouldn't. So what are you going to do? You're going to follow up after I give you this message with Noble Gold, and you're going to let them save your retirement, put it under your control, and back it with gold, which has held its value for 6,000 years. Our money has been debased by these banks. Why would you trust them? We've lost 85% of our buying power with the dollar since the 1980s. Don't let that happen. Save your bank account. Save your retirement with your nest egg. And all I have to do is send you. This is all I have to do is to send you an electronic information packet that explains everything that Noble Gold does and how they do it. It's no obligation. They're not going to bug you. The number for Noble Gold is on there, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. How do you get the information packet? Go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. Now, let me just say this very, very, very clearly to you. The federal government wants me to tell you that any investment carries a risk. We agree with that. We know it does. And also, too, there are no guarantees, of course. Now, I'll say this, too, about Noble Gold. I have been an advertiser for 6 years and a customer for five. I think that speaks volumes. Let me help you save your nest egg, save your financial future, because the collapse is coming and it's planned. The world has run from the dollar reserve currency. There's nothing backing our money. There's no leverage for our $32 trillion debt. DaveHodgesGold.com. We're going to be talking with Sarah Westall today, and we're going to be talking about the PSYOP that's being played out in the media. Things like bystander apathy, classical conditioning, you know, what we call Pavlovian conditioning. The masses are being manipulated with the PSYOP to do nothing. They're being manipulated that the government is the source of all answers. Well, Ronald Reagan said it best. Government's not the solution to our problems. Government is the problem. Government is now, under the Biden administration, your enemy. They are out for your wealth, they're out for your rights, and ultimately, they're going to be out for you. And it's time that we paid attention to that. I hope you enjoy the interview that we've conducted with Sarah Westall. Brilliant, brilliant researcher she is. And she's so nice, but her message is brutal and to the point. Stay tuned. Hey, we are here on the Common Sense Show with Sarah Westall. And I'm recording this on my birthday. And I said very unashamedly on YouTube that you won't be hearing this on my birthday, by the way. We tape in advance, but I'm working on my birthday here because if we don't work, there ain't going to be a birthday for America on July 4th. CBDC and all the other crap going on, it's going to be game over. So I hope you're taking this warning seriously. Sarah and I are going to talk about activism, state of the country, election interference. We're going to hit a lot of things in these 50 minutes that we have together. But let me start out with, first of all, one deal. I have called one movement that I'm trying to get off the ground called Toss Them All, as in tossthemall.com. And that doesn't have to be the name, but we're looking for someone to step up and be a leader. And people like Sarah, myself, Doug Hagman, Paul Preston, we will get you all the publicity you need and all the support you need. We need to unelect Congress. And they are doing nothing. I'll just give you a couple examples and then throw it to Sarah for her to run with this. With regard to Donald Trump and Jack Smith withholding exculpatory evidence about J6 and his peace message to the protesters, that's grounds for disbarment. That's grounds for pulling his funding from Congress. And they do nothing. They're letting him get away with an illegal prosecution, and they're doing nothing. The J6 committee members that withheld exculpatory evidence that would have prevented a lot of convictions, they need to be brought back before Congress, condemned, and then they need to file in the courts disbarment proceedings with the representatives from those states where that person holds a law license, like Liz Cheney. It would be in Wyoming. They need to be held accountable. Then they need to be indicted, and they need to be put in jail. But what's Congress doing? Nothing, because they're nothing but a bunch of street-walking whores. Okay, that's my two bits to start this off, Sarah. How do you see this? Can you get behind a movement like this?
Well, let me say happy birthday, Dave. I got to do that first.
Thanks.
You won't tell me how old you are, which is just
fine. Oh, no,
I did tell
you. I sent you a text.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I did.
I got to look for it.
I know. My wife laughed when you asked me that question because you were on speaker. And I said, my birthday? That's an unlisted number. That's no.
That's but, quite all right.
But no, I did send that to you. And
now I got to look. Now I'm really interested.
You're going to have to look at your text messages. Yeah. But for the audience, I'll just let them guess. We should have a lottery. I'll probably get guesses up to age 85. I have one foot in the grave and I'm trying to keep the other one out. But I am looking to set two records today. I do this tank sledding deal where you push a sled like you see in the gym. And I'm going for a record today. And I'm going to try to swim a mile today on my birthday. I've never swam a mile. I've gotten pretty close. I've been over 3/4, but today's the day. So I'm going to set a PI best. And I told that to a friend of mine, and he was a big Magnum PI fan. He says, oh, you think you're Thomas Magnum? I go, well, what do you mean? He goes, he used to do that on the show on birthday every day. Okay. All right. So Magnum PI, I'm going to try to set some personal records.
Prove that you're a young man.
Huh?
You got to prove it to yeah. Well, let's talk about this. Let's Congress doing nothing, right? I mean, I think that's what's causing so many people to get disillusioned, is they're watching these people do nothing. You got to wonder what kind of blackmail they have on these people, because you can't, how could they be this bad? It's like they're so bad, and they're just, they've left their post, and they're just not doing their jobs. And so the question is, how can they be this bad? Well, they have blackmail on them. We know that most of the Congress is blackmailed. So what kind of blackmail do they have on them? That would be interesting to know, so that maybe we could help alleviate some of those problems. But, you know,
I have an answer.
Go ahead.
I interviewed a guy named Nick Bryant, and he wrote a book. And Nick, I'm so sorry, because it's been a lot of years. I don't recall the name of your book. But what he did is he exposed how Congress, when they get elected and they report and they're sworn in, they're brought to a party, and it was called the Franklin House. And even if they are not doing anything illicit with children, they film it in such a way that it makes it look like they could be. And to avoid the scandal, this is how things like Obamacare pass.
Yeah,
they bring out the currency of the powerful. That's right.
They blackmail people to force people to do what they, you know, against their will, against the people's will, what they want. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing, because this level of incompetence is so extraordinary.
It's not incompetence.
You have to try to be this. I mean, you're just not naturally that. There was a survey that was done by what was the name of the company? The big survey, a polling place.
The Gallup poll.
the other one that tends to be more conservative. But anyways, they did a survey and they asked them what would be better there, what Congress we have now with Congress, or if you just randomly pick someone from the phone book. And the majority of the people thought that if you randomly pick somebody from the phone book, they'd be way better than anybody that's in there now. And that's how people feel about it. Because if somebody was randomly picked, they at least wouldn't be blackmailed. And at least maybe we got a chance that they would try to do what's right. And that's where we're at. I mean, that's how bad it is. But there are a few people that are going out on the limb trying to do things. I think those people need people to help them. And there are very few of them. There's only a handful of them. Because if we unelect the people we've already got in there who are actually trying to make a difference, who are alone, then we're not getting anywhere. We're swimming upstream. You want to keep those people in there. But the vast majority. Okay.
Let me tell you what my son said. He said, if you make exceptions to the toss them all movement, people will vote to keep their own guy on and nothing will change.
That could be true. That could be true. I thought about that too.
I thought about that because I thought about doing an exceptions list. Who would be on your exceptions list?
Well, see, the problem is you don't know if they're controlled opposition or gatekeepers to make it look like people are doing something. Let's let a few nutbags out there to do some stuff, make them look goofy, and give them no support. And then, and then smear them all over the media. I mean, that's what they're doing to a few people out there, to like Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene, or people who are actually trying to do some things. And then they're just smeared everywhere, given no support. And then nothing ever happens anyways. So maybe you're right. Just get rid of everyone. And it would be back to the phone book thing. It'd be better than just a phone book thing, maybe. But we have to do something. Right? What we have right now is so bad. And they're not going to be able to blackmail everybody. So if we can get everybody new in there, we're going to have fresh people who aren't blackmailed. And maybe we can get something done.
Okay. I can't argue with that. That's good. But you mentioned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Let me give you my short list. Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Comer, and I'm stuttering after this.
Do you like Matt Gaetz or no? Do you like Lauren Boebert?
Lauren Boebert is not mentally stable.
Okay, so she's out. See,
but that's what? But her heart's in the right place.
That's better than the other people because at least she's willing to do something.
But I think we can do better.
Eye itches.
I mean, one of my friends who's kind of apolitical, he said, don't you think Lauren is a loon? And I said, yeah, a lot of laundry's come out that you have to question her stability. But consistently, she's in the right place. But you notice lately, she's not been saying anything. She had a few.
Well, maybe they got to her.
Or she tangled with Marjorie Taylor Greene and she kicked her butt. That's what I think happened. But anyway, do you see how far this is taking? I can't think of anybody else.
That's the point. I mean, there's probably a few others, but it's so bad. It's so bad. Nobody seems to care what they're just allowing these agendas. And when you listen to, the weaponization of government, there was a woman in Florida that seems really good. I forgot her name. It starts with a C. She's new. She seemed really, I liked what she said when she was talking. But, I don't know much about her, but I liked her in that committee meeting. What she said was really good. The thing is that politicians will say some pretty good things on camera, but it's what they do and their actions that matter. I don't know, General Vallely said only 15% of what Congress does matters because the deep state controls everything. So let's talk about what that 15% that they do matters. And you brought up a good point before we started. What they can do is defund these things. They need to defund stuff.
Mm-hmm. And they should be defunding Jack Smith right now for withholding exculpatory evidence against Trump.
Well, the thing is that Democrats are completely, they don't see that weaponizing government, they think that just ends justify the means and that weaponizing government for their means won't turn back on them. I mean, they just can't, they're not smart enough to realize that behaving this way is going to turn back on them. So they don't care. They're just like lunatics in the loony bin. And so we're sitting in the situation. The nice part is I think the majority of the American people are fed up with all this stuff. They're
Yeah, but
fed up. I think.
they don't know what to do with it. And this is why I think we need to channel their frustration into positive action, which is getting rid of these people. And the thing is, you have to do it in the primary, though, Sarah. You've got to get rid of the GOP uniparties in the primary.
Well, and the
Absolutely.
GOP, God, I think they're almost worse than the Democrats because they
The
lie about who they are. At
GOP
least the
did the de
Democrats, you can.
yeah. Let me say this to you. In 2020 in Arizona, the Democrats clearly stole the election. In 2022, it was more the GOP uniparty members. You know, the GOP
That's
had
right.
control of the voting machines. 60% of the voting machines that failed Maricopa County in heavy Republican areas, which handed the election to Katie Hobbit, as I like to call her. These GOP people are not GOP; they're uniparty. In fact, the county supervisor at the time, Bill Gates, and Stephen Reicher, the county clerk and recorder, took out a PAC against America First candidates, of which Kerry Lake was one of them. So you have GOP working against GOP because they're all owned by these special interests.
They're blackmailed. They probably have been in some picture with a little kid, and now they will do anything. They're whores. They're slaves to whoever their master is, and they're afraid to. I would like them to just step down. If you're whoring out your country and your fellow citizen and your neighbor, step down. Get the hell out.
I agree. I totally agree. But they're there to cash in.
Yep.
You know, you look at Nancy Pelosi, she's made $191 million since she's been in office. This is not her salary. This is not her salary.
Well, yeah. I
So.
mean, these people they're making a fortune. You don't go on a $176,000 salary and come out with hundreds of millions. I mean, it just doesn't work that way.
Did you hear these prostitutes are going to vote themselves an 8% pay raise?
Okay, to be fair, the salary that they get for what they do probably isn't is fair, but the thing is that they're doing all these other things. I mean, I don't care about their salary being 100, 200,000. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's fair, maybe. But it's all your other BS that you're doing. What I have a bigger problem with is them forcing on it's writing laws when it comes to Obamacare and other things that the people have to follow it, but they don't. If the people have to follow it, so do you. If you dislike the law so much that you're going to write another law for you and exemptions for you,
Yeah,
then the law
exactly.
shouldn't pass in the first place.
Insider trading,
That's
right
worse.
there. You just described insider trading. You know, there are people sitting in prison today who worked as brokers or who had inside information working for a corporation, made money on a stock deal. The SEC comes in, throws them in prison 5 to 20 years. And yet Nancy Pelosi becomes one of the richest women in the world for doing just that.
She does insider trading, creates deals. Actually, you know what they really do is they set up shell corporations and trust funds, and then their family members make a mint. And so what they make is probably only a fraction of what all their family members and friends are making.
You know, why? First, let me ask you a question, then I'll follow up. Do you feel Congress is giving attention to child sex trafficking the way they should? And if not, what could they be doing?
Absolutely not. I mean, we had people like Tara Rodas who came on my show, who was from Health and Human Services that was working at the border, who had evidence and was saying they're actually sending kids into child trafficking homes. And she was a whistleblower on it and saying, and then she gets fired for trying to say, hey, this is happening. Instead of looking into it, they fire her, which is a huge indication that that was what was going on. So now she's telling everybody. So we have these kids over the border. I mean, the border's just one aspect of it, but where we have busloads of kids that are just, they have what, 80 busloads of kids that are missing, over 80,000 kids that are missing, all these things, and they're doing nothing. I mean, for crying out loud. And it's so bad that I mean, it's so, I think it's also with the jab, the fact that, you have Peter McCullough, Dr. McCullough, and all these other doctors come in saying, we know for sure that at least 15% of the people who've been jabbed are suffering injuries. This doesn't count the explosion of cancers and everything else that's going on. This is people who directly are affected by the jab that we know of from injuries, not those other diseases, which are also probably the jab. And Congress is, they're covering up, ignoring it. And in some cases, they're still pushing it. Hello? Crimes against humanity, anyone? And then our Congress is actually, that's why people are very disillusioned to the point of, I can't even believe that we're in this hellscape we're in. And that the only way to deal with it is to just completely reject these people. I mean, it's like being in a Nazi camp or something, and they're still pushing that propaganda on you while you're 15% of the people are walking around injured and they're acting like they're not and ignoring them.
Have you noticed all the athletes dropping dead?
Well, yeah, I mean, that, yeah, the 15% doesn't count the dead people.
Yeah, like myocarditis killing people, 19-year-old football player, you know. 18-year-old basketball player is myocarditis.
My
it's
daughter,
real common.
My daughter has a friend who played hockey with her in high school. Her brother had a stroke. He was also a hockey player. He had a stroke while playing hockey. And then she ended up, she was a college kid, right? In early 20 years old, was being his nursemaid until he died. It's like, it was because they made these kids get the frickin' vaccine.
Well,
What
who
is
was it?
one?
Who
And
was
that's
it?
just one. That's just
There,
one. I mean, there's so many examples like that.
help me with a name, and if you know it. Man who was working for Pfizer, head of research, vice president, and he said that the jab was made to kill people.
Reardon. Yeardon.
Yeardon, that's right.
Right?
That's it.
He
Yeah.
was the vice
So
president of Pfizer, executive
here,
vice
here,
president
yeah,
of
here we
Pfizer.
have someone from the inside at the highest levels who's saying that this was intentional, and yet Congress does nothing. I'm always thinking Congress got a saline injection.
Well, I wish they got the real injection, then maybe they would be doing something. I don't know. It's they had to have, because we're not seeing any of them dropping dead.
Yeah, I have no way of proving this, but I've been reading consistently, and some of these people are medical doctors and nurses. They think that the incidence of sudden death, relative sudden death, dying within 2 years of getting the vaccine, that it's more common in red states than blue states. Which, if you take it a step further, they sent the deadliest vaccines to the red states. Have you heard that?
I've heard different theories here and there. I do know that they were batches, and there are some theories that, and with some evidence behind it, that there were certain races of people, certain genetics that they were targeting as well. I know Robert Kennedy Jr. talked about a theory like that, and he was completely smeared, and you're a racist, and all this other stuff for even bringing up the idea that that could have happened instead of looking at the evidence. It's like, I'm not racist for saying what the evidence is showing. Why don't we go look at the evidence? But no, instead they're smearing them. So
was he saying
I
black
think
people? Was that what Kennedy was
he
saying?
was saying that he was saying who wasn't being targeted more, which it looks like this doesn't target Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people are a less affected, I believe is what it came out with. And so because he said that, he's a racist instead of looking at the actual facts. So when you see somebody respond that way, then you go, oh, maybe there's some truth to it, because the reaction was so bad that they react like that to get you to shut up. Right? It's like the January 6th. They're reacting like that to get you to shut up and to not stand up for yourself. It's how you shut down slave rebellions on a plantation. You go hard, you go fast, you go swift, and you make sure everybody's shut down, right? That's what they're doing. That's
I want to say something to Kennedy's allegations. In 2017, the late Paul Martin, John Moore, broadcasting person, ex-Green Beret, myself, and a couple others, we received a transcript of a CCP speech in their planning committee done by Wei Feng. And we validated this is real. And he goes through all these wonderful things that America's done for China, but we need their land, we need their resources, and we're not going to cohabitate. And he went further and he said, the way that we're going to attack America ultimately is with race-specific bioweapons that they got from the Israelis. That's what he said. That lends
that
a little credibility
what
to what Robert Kennedy's saying. That matches.
It matches. Yeah, and Robert Kennedy was just saying that there's a theory out there. He wasn't saying this is what's going on. He said, well, there's a theory out there based on some of this evidence. And so it sounds like that's another evidence point. But there's some doctors out there like Kiernan, and he's a neuroscientist that is out of Japan. He's actually an English man that worked out of Japan working on he worked with monkeys and stuff. But he's probably one of the premier neuroscientists in the world. And he's saying, hey, this is targeted. And I've had him on my show a couple times, but he's not the only one. I mean, they're looking at the data. I mean, these are just scientists looking at data, and they're being nailed for it as racist. And they're like, well, I don't know how the data can be racist. I mean, if the data says something, we need to look at it and figure out why.
Boy, my mind's going 100 miles an hour with this. It's very clear that the mitigation strategies against COVID, I don't want to go too deep into this, but the masks don't work. Social distancing was a joke, never based on anything. And also now we know the vaccines don't work. They can't demonstrate efficacy with the vaccines. A vaccinated group versus a non-vaccinated group. No clinical studies with placebos, you know, the things that I taught at the university level, we're not done. You know, it's funny.
Like people shut their brains off.
They committed fraud.
Well, there's a group that committed fraud and tyranny and the crimes against humanity and all these other bad things. And then there's a whole army of people who are shutting their brains off.
Well, the public has shut their brain off. Cognitive dissonance. I would agree with that. But what I'm telling you, when I was teaching research to graduate students working on their dissertation, we use the medical model for research, you know, control group, experimental group, use of placebos, double blind studies, replicability of
That's
research,
right. Yeah.
All those things we did. And this is what we taught. And I said, this is what you're going to have to demonstrate before your committee when you present your dissertation. And all of those factors, time honored principles across multiple disciplines, they didn't do any of it with the vaccine.
None of it.
They didn't test humans. It was like, we're just going to throw this crap out, make money, and we don't care whether it works or not. And so should we be surprised at what's happening with vaccine injuries? No. But see, here's another thing. You think the public would be up in arms.
And that's the point. We talked about this before, is how do we have such a passive public? I mean, they've been so beaten down. I think it's like a broken horse. They have very obedient. It's a slave mentality. You just beat them down. You break them. Anybody rises up, you beat them down like they would like a slave rebellion on a plantation. That's what is January 6th. All this stuff is exactly the playbook of how you beat down slaves. You beat horses, you don't break a horse. You beat down a slave. And then if they rebel, you beat them back. This is how people are being treated, and they're very abused, and they're not standing up for themselves. I think that the majority of the people know there's something wrong here. I do think that there's too many people who are passive and believe the mainstream media and follow it. And I'm in the Twin Cities, so it's painful to have that many people around me who are that clueless. But there are a great number of people who are aware, but they've been broken down like slaves and are afraid to do anything. That's, I think, is happening.
I think you're right. But in terms of the passivity, you and I have talked in the past about frequencies and how behavior and mood can be modulated through frequency. And people, don't roll your eyes. Just go to YouTube and look up Jose Delgado. And 5 years later, he was working for the CIA, and he did a bullfight with nothing but an electronic transmitter. and the bull is charging at him. And you can see the YouTube video. He presses the lever, okay, sends out a frequency, and the bull calmly walks away. He went to work on mind control issues for the CIA. And it's interesting about him, Sarah, he retired in 2011. And I said, oh, this is great, because I was teaching him about him in my psychology classes forever and a day. And he came out and says, we did things we should not have been doing. He was dead 3 months later.
Well, I got to tell you, I did a little mini documentary. Mind control, you know, using frequency for weapons, for affecting emotions. There's different brain waves. And if you pump different brain waves, you know, different frequencies that hit the different segments of your brain waves, it can create different levels of emotion. They did that to the soldiers in Iraq, you know, when all the Iraqi soldiers in the early 90s, I think it was 91, they all surrendered at the same time. There's videos of it.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, they all surrendered. They showed them all surrender. This video, I don't know if it's still on the internet. It was very accessible before. And there's a TED Talk of the CEO of the company that produced that software. And he talks about, yeah, that was us. And we did it. And we sent a message. He explained the whole thing. He sent a message into the soldiers telling them to surrender because they're surrounded and they're in danger. And the best, only way you're going to survive is to surrender. And so they all surrendered. That is an emotion. They sent fear and they sent, you know, that they should surrender. But I've done other shows with people and different, you know, I've covered this a lot. And there were two scientists that I work with a lot, that I interview a lot. God, we've done like 15, 20 interviews. But we talked about how they were pumping messages into crickets that were in the field. They were getting paid to do this. And there were cricket infestation in fields. And what they were doing is they were pumping. They wanted to get these crickets out of this field. They were also in buildings and stuff too with different insects. But they talked about this one example of where they were in this field, and what they wanted to do is move them from that field to another field. And so what they did is said, this field's bad, bad. And it was the emotion. It wasn't words. It was the emotion that, or the message that the cricket could have. They don't really have the same emotions we have, but they do have alert signals. And so it was specific to that animal, you know, to that species, that insect, of how they believe that the insect would react to a danger signal, you know. And then they also send in another signal showing this field is amazing, this field is safe. And so safe, not safe. And they got the whole field of crickets to move to this field over here. And they got paid for it. So, I mean, they're being paid to do this kind of work. And so this stuff works. Humans are more complicated than crickets, but we also may be even more easy to manipulate because we do have emotions. And so unless you're aware of it, you can be heavily manipulated. And so that's why fear is such a powerful tool. That's why your psychology background is so important right now, because so much of this is all based on psychology and how they're manipulating people to implement their agenda. It's as if the ends justify the means. They don't care. They're going for it right now. And they're doing every single thing that they can to implement their agenda. Everything. You know, the art of war is working here too, because you saw that article that I wrote on depopulation, the 12 mm-hmm. ways or the 10 top ways they're using to depopulate. And then I talked about the history. It's not, all through history, whether you're talking about in ancient Greece or, you know, in the 1800s or the Nazis or Planned Parenthood, all this stuff, it's all been about population control. But now the difference is they figured out it's a psychological, that they're using the art of war, our own energy against us. So for abortion has always been used since the beginning of time. Greeks did it big time. It was illegal. They did it on purpose to reduce the population. It's been legal all through history when they wanted to depopulate. And so it's one method. There's a whole bunch of them. But what they do is they say, okay, abortion, women's rights is a great value. It's important. Let's tie abortion into women's rights, convince them that they should, that this is a right of a female. Now, right to control your own body is important. We all know that's a human right. But they're going to convince them that having an abortion until the day of birth is a woman's right.
Well, it's after birth.
That's a little extreme.
Sarah, it's after birth now.
Well, I know it's after birth. In our state, it's right at the moment of birth, but in California, and then they're trying to move it. And like, there's six different states that are trying to get the after birth, including at our, in our area. But so they're doing that. And then, you know, the transgender, they're trying to convince people, the mental health of people, because mental health is important. And so they're convincing them that getting a sex change is important, because we care about these people and we care about their mental health. So we need to make sure that, so they're, it's the art of war. They're going after patriots. We want freedom. So Ukraine war, we got to fight for freedom. Remember how they always say freedom, freedom. We got to fight for their right to have a democracy. And freedom, and these guys, these communists and all these things in Russia, they're so bad, and we got to control and be, you know, help them fight for freedom. Never mind that they shut down all their media outlets, and they're lying to us, and they were a bunch of Nazis killing off their Russians, and they went against the, they went against their own treaties and all, and they're all, ignore all of that, it's for freedom. That's how they're using the naivety of the people and the energy of the people against us. I mean, I just gave you three examples, but there are four examples. I don't know. There's a lot. That's what they're doing. They've mastered this.
Well, what they're doing here with the abortion crowd is they're pairing up the notion of freedom and abortion, which are two separate things, but it's Pavlov's dog. They're pairing up with a condition stimulus, which is the notion of abortion, with freedom, which is inherent in us. And when you think of one, then you think of the other when you hear the message often enough. With a dog, to get them to respond to what we call a neutral stimulus, what Pavlov did is he'd ring a bell and then give the food, ring a bell, give the food. It took an average of 30 trials for the dog to start salivating in anticipation of getting food when just the bell was rung. And right now, the bell is being rung by freedom, abortion. It's a paired up situation. So women are being conditioned in many cases to be Pavlovian dogs and accepting this notion. And what they don't realize is you got a heartbeat, you've got brainwave activity in utero after a certain age, and they're killing a viable human being. And particularly in California, we're now up to 28 days after the birth. You can still start. I mean, this is genocide. This is Nazi Germany stuff.
Well, it's worse than that, because now, like in our state, doctors no longer have to perform the abortions, and they aren't tracking what happens to women.
I heard
anymore.
That. I heard they're not tracking. They're not tracking negative effects. Or how about when they try the abortion, the baby is born and they kill it, even though it survived the abortion.
They're not tracking that for that purpose.
I know.
They're also defunding crisis centers for poor women. They're defunding adoption services. So, and people can't see that this is beyond, this is not about your right to choose what to do for your body. This is a bigger agenda, and people can't see that. Yeah, I think women's right to control their body is important too, and I don't want the state telling me what to do with my body. But this is a bigger agenda, and you're being manipulated. And when you have 7% of the population in my state is Black, and 30% of them are 30% of all abortions are Black people, with only 7% of the people in the state being Black. I mean, I don't know what percentage are poor people. God, that must be like 80%. I don't know the number, but it must be pretty damn high, because Planned Parenthood and these abortion clinics are in the poor areas. So, you know, they're going after poor people and races they don't want to populate, and they can't see this. And I mean, this is just one topic. I mean, they're doing the same thing with freedom and the patriots with war. They've been doing that with war since the beginning of time. We need to fight for our freedom. In reality, you're just fighting for the sick elites to gain power and control and to have resources. And you're sacrificing young, viable men and acting like it's for freedom. You're lying to them. Thinning out the populations and the local populations so that you can have more power. That's all that's about. They're using this whole freedom thing again.
Sarah, a week ago, I went to a Rod Stewart concert, and I grew up with the music, and it was okay. And I was actually having a good time. And then he comes out with this videos of Ukraine and the people suffering and championing their military and stuff. And I thought, okay, I don't think this is appropriate for this setting. but it's his view. Okay, so that's fine. And then he started championing Zelensky, and that's where I said, that's it. And I was so turned off by this, I almost wanted to leave. Now, what I read the next day put it in perspective. And this is all about psychological conditioning using the classical conditioning techniques of Pavlov. A woman, and I don't remember her name, she sings for the Metropolitan Opera. She refused to promote the Ukraine war, so they fired her. Now, folks, let's put this in perspective. You got a woman who was fired because she won't politicize her performance in the arts for the Ukraine situation. And now you got Rod Stewart, who's doing a concert and just takes a left turn and starts bringing Ukraine into this for 10 minutes. And I'm going, what the hell? And then I found out later, Rod Stewart's actually doing good things. He's sponsoring families that are displaced by the war, and he's paying for it. That's awesome. I support that. That's awesome gesture on his part. Good use of his money. But he didn't even say that. I'm telling you what's happening here. It's really clear to me. These politicians are participating in mind control techniques using classical conditioning, Pavlovian dog stuff, and they're trying to condition the people that if you don't support the war in Ukraine, you're not for freedom. And we'll cancel culture you if you don't go along with it. That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, and cancel. They're getting pretty with the big tech and with controlling universities. And I mean, they've got that pretty much wrapped up too, where they're just shadow ban you and shut you down. You won't make money. You won't have prestige. We will destroy your career. That's what they're doing to people. And so that's the slave plantation where I said where they shut down the rebellion and they break people and force them into the slave mentality. Because if you stand up, you will be broken. You will. And so people have learned to do nothing. And but when this is where I'm thinking, well, when they're implementing stuff like COVID, ignoring all the people that are hurt, or they're doing things that are seriously hurting our livelihoods, there's a point where you need to stand up and or figure this out, because we can't be under this kind of onslaught and do nothing. This is ridiculous.
Sarah, I want to change gears and ask you if you know about this. I did this on a show with Doug Thornton. We're going to have climate lockdowns. We're declaring climate emergencies. The WF is saying they're coming. We're going to have climate lockdowns. And I thought, okay, you know, that's fine. How are they going to implement it? I've discovered it's called 15-minute cities. And what's interesting is you can't find it easily on Tucson's website for their city. But if you know where to search on a search engine and use the right terms, you can come to it on their website, even though they obscure it, where you can't. You can use their search engine for Tucson.com, and you will not find it. If you go to like Google and put in 15-minute cities in Tucson, then you'll come to the article. In March of this year, the Tucson City Council, with the support of the mayor, passed legislation that says we're now a 15-minute city. And they're in the process of implementation, getting rid of the cars. There's no provisions for the handicapped or elderly. They're going to limit you traveling 15 minutes or less from your
home.
There's
no provisions?
There's no provisions for the elderly or handicapped. I read through what they had. And so they're going to get rid of the elderly and handicapped. That's my belief. And the Pope and Bill Gates have both said in the last month that we can't afford high healthcare costs in the last days of life. So we need to do away with it. Paraphrasing here, we need to do away with the handicapped and the disabled. And that was from the Pope and from Bill Gates. Now,
the mentally and physically deficient. That's always believed.
Fabian socialism, if you don't put more into society than you take out, you should be done away with. But here's what I also found out. This has also now been implemented in Cleveland. So, and by the way, it's part of what we call the C40 initiative. And the C40 initiative says that we're going to put this in 1,000 cities. And Obama gave an award to the C40 people back in April. And I never saw anything on this. This is being so obscured from the public. This has come to America. But this is the total loss of freedom that we're looking at. You know, and I was talking to some young people and I said, how do you feel if you're limited going 15 minutes from your home? And they go, my college is 15 minutes more from my home. It's an hour from my home. And I said, where my mom gets her treatment for diabetes. that's more than 15 minutes from our home. They start thinking in those terms. This is coming in. Have you taken a look at this 15-minute cities concept? It's really bad.
Yeah, I did. I know they're implementing them all over Europe. They've already have tested
Oxford,
these
England,
out.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. And so I know this is their agenda. That, you know, and the thing is that I think, let's zoom way out and say, okay, I think most people want things within 15 minutes, the normal everyday living things. You want convenience, you want things within 15 minutes. And so that's how they're going to sell it back to using your own energy against you. They're going to sell it as, well, we want, this just makes sense, people. Don't you want things that are convenient? And we just create these, you know, utopian type air. And so people will miss that other aspect of these cities, which are the freedom stripping aspects. And so that's why it makes it so complicated and hard for us to fight against it, and why it's so easy for them to turn us into whack jobs, is because they're going to focus on the stuff that makes sense, the art of war. The 15-minute cities make sense. Everybody, who doesn't want things within 15 minutes? You know, it's really cool. That's why people like to live in city environments and stuff. Then they're going to miss out, and they're not going to talk about the fact that there's no accommodations for elderly. There's no accommodations for disabled. They're not going to talk about the fact that eventually we are going to restrict you where you can't even leave your city, or you get fined. You can only do it once a year or something. They're just not going to talk about it. And so then that way, it's kind of like the transgender movement. 2 years ago when we were saying, or people, I wasn't saying this, other people were coming, they were right, saying that they are going to try to do transgender services on kids. This is what they're going to push through. And everybody said, no, you bigot, you know, you're wrong. It's a conspiracy theory. Now they're doing it. That was just a couple years ago.
And don't tell the parents,
Yeah, where they can get it with other parents. So all of this stuff is that's how they do it. You're a nutbag for talking about it because it makes no sense, and you guys are just way whack jobs and out there. And so then that's how they get everybody to go along with it and approve it, and then they push the rest of it.
No, you're
that's what's happening.
You're exactly right. Well, some of the provisions for the 15-minute city, I was reading this out of Europe. And you can only travel on an airplane once every 3 years, and you can't go more than 500 miles. You can only buy 3 items of clothing a year. I'm reading this stuff, and I go, man, why would anyone ever
accept this? 3 items of clothing
this?
A year?
Three items of clothing.
Okay. All you can then buy, if you can only buy 3 items of clothing a year, that means that you make sure your shirts and your jeans and stuff are doing good, because my 3 items of clothing are going to be my underwear. You're gone.
A lot of women are going to be going braless.
You're buying underwear.
I'll stop.
That's all you
I'll
get.
Stop. I'll stop right there. I don't want to be inappropriate, but I just okay. But you know what's interesting?
Really
let me ask you this question, okay? We're going to have to conclude on this. The Grand Canyon has been handed over to the federal government, and Biden's just basically said, "This is what we're doing. Screw you." Not an act of Congress. And what's being reported here locally out of Mojave County is that farmers are losing their livelihood or are affected by this, and there's no compensation for their Fifth Amendment property rights. Let me ask you this. Before I told you about this, have you heard that in the media?
Well, I know they're going after farmers, and they're going after
No. The Grand Canyon deal.
But I have not heard of that specifically.
That's my point. You do what I do. It's your job to know what's going on. It's your job. And you are very well informed. Just go to your website, sarahwestall.com, and you go to Sarah's website, and you can see all the information that's there. And she's never heard of this. This did not get reported. It's being reported in Arizona, but I've called my friends around the country like you, and they have not heard of this. What does that tell you?
No. Well, that's what, have you heard about the nickel mine up in Minnesota?
Yes.
Well, you have heard that. Okay. Because I was going to say, they're trying to shut that down again. And, they're pushing all the EVs. And
and Josh Hawley nailed this. You're right. They're shutting that mine down so we can't mine the elements going into EVs. So we have to buy it from China.
This area has something like 80%. It's really rich in nickel and what we need for these EVs, electronic vehicles, but yet they're shutting all these mines down while they're pushing electronic vehicles. It makes no sense other than we're going to be completely dependent on China or someplace else that has it.
Yeah,
and
I
they're promoting
totally
these.
Agree.
They promote these mines elsewhere, and the human conditions in these other mines in other countries are slave conditions.
Yes, but this is all about China. Josh Hawley nailed this yesterday in Congress. He didn't mention Minnesota, but he mentioned the blanket concept of what we're doing. By the way, in that Grand Canyon seizure by the federal government, it's the biggest uranium supply in the world.
Oh, gosh.
And we can't tap into it.
Yeah, well.
This is insanity. This is... Sarah,
it is insanity. My husband says, and I think he's right, it's almost like they're doing this on purpose to make fun of us. They're putting in the clowniest people, the most incompetent idiots up there just to, again, to disillusion us, to make us feel like we are, to make fun of us, to make us feel like we're nothing. They're giving us the worst people to lead us.
Yeah, you remember Solyndra, the $800 billion million-dollar boondoggle from Obama? It was supposed to be biofuel with algae, and they produced nothing. And $800 million for profit to a Democratic donor, and that person gave us nothing. Now, there's a new company called Proterra, and the only reason I knew this is because someone who tracked the Solyndra deal also looked at this because it's related. $632 million loss. Okay, Proterra, pro-Earth, right? How interesting. And they were in the business of green climate change technology. They are doing exactly what Solyndra did. And here's what's interesting, and I bet you haven't heard this. Grantham, the energy secretary, owns stock in the company, and she's on the board.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. It's not. It's just...
Okay. This is where we started. Toss them all. Get rid of them all. They're all criminals. This is where we started with this interview, and it might be the best place to end the interview, is here you got Jennifer Grantham cashing in. Cashing in. By the way, I'll give you one interesting historical tidbit on Obama. You'll like this. He overrode the EPA when he said, we're not going to spray Corexit for the oil spill, you know, in the Gulf in 2010, and corrects it's banned in 19 countries because it's so toxic. Oh, no, we're going to do it. Well, Obama had all his investments in Vanguard 1 and 2, like Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, ESG ratings, same company. He had all his investments in there, and guess what they were vested in? Corrects it. This is who people are. This is who these people are. And it's been this way for a long time. It's one big whorehouse. And Sarah, I'm so glad you're going to help support this movement of anti-incumbency. We're going to take this far and wide. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our only chance. Sarah, in the time we have left, you do such good work. I mean, I think the best work out there, really. You, Paul Preston, you guys are just incredible in what you do. Tell people how they can follow you if they're not familiar with you.
Well, first, I want to tell people I've had a lot of emails lately of people just really being disillusioned and feeling like giving up. And I want to tell people that most important is make sure you have peace and love and light in the world around you, your own family. You can create a nice environment around you with people you love. Do that first. And then you help us the big fight of the bigger picture, which is pretty sad and dark. But if you have love and light around you, you can make it through. And that you always have to remember. But go to sarahwestall.com and you can sign up for my newsletter there. And also my Substack, sarahwestall.substack.com. All my links are there. I'm on every, you know, all my links on how you can sign up and support me. I'm also doing United for Free Speech, which is our free speech. We have our conferences, which you spoke at, which is unitedforfreespeech.com. But I appreciate you, Dave, and thank you for staying sane through this. You know, we have to just keep looking for solutions for people. And like I said, focus on your own love and light around you. And things are good. Things are good. We still have
life is still
happening.
Good. Yeah. Yes. After I do my physical challenges today, We're going to Topgolf, and then we're going bowling and with my family for my birthday and having dinner and birthday cake. So you got to carve out the fun in life. But folks, if we don't fight this battle, you're not going to have much to celebrate. And this is reality. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you.